The Essene Gospel of Peace. And then many sick and maimed came to Jesus asking him, "If you know all things, tell us why we suffer with these grievous plagues. Why are we not whole like other men, Master? Heal us, that we too may be made strong and need abide no longer in our misery. We know that you have it in your power to heal all manner of disease. Free us from Satan and from all his great afflictions. Master, have compassion on us." And Jesus answered, "Happy are you that hunger for the truth, for I will satisfy you with the bread of wisdom. Happy are you that you knock, for I will open to you the door of life. Happy are you that you would cast off the power of Satan, for I will lead you into the kingdom of our mother's angels, where the power of Satan cannot enter." And they asked him in amazement, "Who is our mother, and which her angels, and where is her kingdom?" "Your mother is in you, and you in her. She bore you, she gives you life. It was she who gave to your body, and to her shall you one day give it back again. Happy are you when you come to know her and her kingdom, if you receive your mother's angels, and if you do her laws. I tell you truly, he who does these things shall never see disease, for the power of our mother is above all, and it destroys Satan and his kingdom, and has rule over your bodies and all living things. The blood which runs in us is born of the blood of our earthly mother. Her blood falls from the clouds, leaps up from the womb of the earth, babbles in the brook of the mountain, flows wide in the rivers of the plain, sleeps in the lake, rages mightily in tempestuous seas. The air which we breathe is born of the breath of our earthly mother. Her breath is azure in the heights of the heavens, sows in the top of the mountaintops, whispers in the leaves of the forest, billows over the cornfields, slumbers in the deep valley, burns hot in the desert. The hardness of our bones is born of the bones of our earthly mother, of the rocks and of the stones. They stand naked in the heavens of the tops of the mountains, as a giant that lies sleeping on the sides of the mountain, as idols set in a desert, and are hidden in the deepness of the earth. The tenderness of our flesh is born of the flesh of our earthly mother, whose flesh waxes yellow and red in the fruits of the trees, and nurtures us in the furrows of the field. Our bowels are born of the bowels of our earthly mother and are hid from our eyes like the invisible depth of the earth. The light of our eyes, the hearing of our ears, both are born of the colors and the sound of our earthly mother, which enclose us about as the waves of the sea of fish, as the eddying air of bird. I tell you in very truth, man is the son of the earthly mother, and from her did the Son of Man receive his whole body, even as the body of the newborn babe is born of the womb of his mother. I tell you truly, you are one with the earthly mother. She is in you, and you in her. Of her were you born, in her do you live, and to her shall you return again. Keep therefore her laws, for none can live long, neither be happy, but he who honors his earthly mother and does her law. For your breath is her breath, your blood her blood, your bone her bone, your flesh her flesh, your bowels her bowels, your eyes and your ears are her eyes and her ears. I tell you truly, should you fail to keep but only one of all these laws, should you harm but one only of all your body's members, you shall be utterly lost in your grievous sickness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I tell you, unless you follow the laws of your mother, you can in no wise escape death. And he who clings to the laws of his mother, to him shall his mother cling also. She shall heal all his plagues, and he shall never become sick. She gives him long life and protects him from all afflictions, from fire, from water, from the bite of venomous serpents. for your mother bore you, keeps life within you. She has given you her body, and none but she heals you. Happy is he who loves his mother and lies quietly in her bosom. For your mother loves you, even when you turn away from her. And how much more shall she love you if you turn to her again? I tell you truly, very great is her love, greater than the greatest of mountains, deeper than the deepest seas. And those who love their mother, she never deserts them. As the hen protects her chickens, as the lioness her cubs, as her mother her newborn babe, so does the earthly mother protect the Son of Man from all danger and from all evils. For I tell you truly, evils and dangers innumerable lie in wait for the sons of men. Beelzebub, the prince of all devils, the source of every evil, lies in wait in the body of all the sons of men. He is death, the lord of every plague. And taking upon him a pleasing raiment, he tempts and entices the sons of men. Riches does he promise, and power, and splendid palaces, and garments of gold and silver, and a multitude of servants. All these he promises renown and glory, fornication and lustfulness, gluttony and wine-bibbing, riotous living and slothfulness and idle days. And he entices every one by that to which their heart is most inclined. And in that day that the sons of men have already become the slaves of all these vanities and abominations, then in payment thereof, he snatches from the Son of Man all those things which the earthly mother gave them so abundantly. He takes from them their breath, their blood, their bone, their flesh, their bowels, their eyes, and their ears. And the breath of the Son of Man becomes short and stifled, full of pain and evil-smelling, like the breath of unclean beasts. And his blood becomes thick and evil-smelling, like the water of the swamps. It clots and blackens like the night of death. And his bone becomes hard and knotted. It melts away within and breaks asunder, as a stone falling down upon a rock. And his flesh waxes fat and watery. It rots and putrefies with scabs and boils that are an abomination. And his bowels become full with abominable filthiness, with oozing streams of decay, and multitudes of abominable worms have their habitation there. And his eyes grow dim till dark night enshrouds them, and his ears become stopped like the silence of the grave. At last of all shall the erring Son of Man lose life, for he kept not the laws of his mother, and added sin to sin. Therefore are taken from him all the gifts of the earthly mother, breath, blood, bone, flesh, bowels, eyes, and ears, and after all else, life with which the earthly mother crowned his body. But if the erring Son of Man be sorry for his sins and undo them, and return again to his earthly mother, and if he does his earthly mother's laws and frees himself from Satan's clutches, resisting his temptation, then does the earthly mother receive again her erring son with love, and sends him her angels, and they may serve him. I tell you truly, when the Son of Man resists the Satan that dwells in him and does not his will, in the same hour are found the mother's angels there, that they may serve him with all their power, and free utterly the Son of Man from the power of Satan. For no man can serve two masters. For either he serves Beelzebub and his devils, or else he serves our earthly mother and her angels. Either he serves death, or he serves life. I tell you truly, happy are those that do the laws of life and wander not upon the path of death. For in them the forces of life wax strong, and they escape the plagues of death. And all those around about him listened to his words with amazement. For his word was with power, and he taught quite otherwise in the priests and scribes. And though the sun was now set, they departed not to their homes. They sat around about Jesus and asked him, Master, which are these laws of life? Rest with us a while longer and teach us. We would listen to your teaching, that we may be healed and become righteous. And Jesus himself sat down in their midst and said, I tell you truly, none can be happy except he do the law. And the others answered, We all do the laws of Moses, our lawgiver, even as they are written in the Holy Scripture. And Jesus said, Seek not the law in your scripture, for the law is life, whereas the scripture is dead. I tell you truly, Moses received not his law from God in writing, but through the living word. The law is living word of living God to living prophets for living men. In everything that is life is the law written. You find it in the grass, in the tree, in the river, in the mountains, in the birds, in the heaven, in the fishes of the sea. But seek it chiefly in yourself. For I tell you truly, all living things are nearer to God than the scripture which is without life. God so made life in all living things that they might be the everlasting word, teach the laws of the true God to man. God wrote not the laws in the pages of the books, but in your heart and in your spirit. They are in your breath, your blood, your bone, in your flesh, your bowels, your eyes, your ears, and in every little part of your body. They are present in the air, in the water, in the earth, in the plants, in the sunbeam, in the depth and in the height. They all speak to you that you may understand the tongue and the will of the living God. But you shut your eyes that you may not see, and you shut your ears that you may not hear. I tell you truly that the Scripture is the work of man, but life and all its hosts are the work of our God. Wherefore do you not listen to the words of God which are written in his works? And wherefore do you study the dead Scriptures which are the work of the hands of men? How may we read the laws of God elsewhere than the Scriptures? Where are they written? Read them to us from there which you see them, for we know nothing else but the Scripture which we have inherited from our forefathers. Tell us the laws of which you speak, that hearing them we may be healed and justified. Jesus said, You do not understand the words of life, because you are in death. Darkness darkens your eyes and your ears are stopped with deafness. For I tell you, it profits you not at all that you pore over dead scriptures, if by your deeds you deny him who has given you the scriptures. I tell you truly, God and his laws are not in that which you do. They are not in gluttony and wine-bibbing, neither in riotous living, nor in lustfulness, nor in seeking after riches, nor yet in hatred of your enemies. For all these things are far from the true God and from his angels. But all these things come from the kingdom of darkness and the Lord of all evil. And all these things do you carry in yourself, and so the word and the power of God enter not into you. Because all manner of evil and all manner of abomination have their dwelling in your body and your spirit. If you will that the living God's word and his power may enter you, defile not your body and your spirit. For the body is the temple of the spirit, and the spirit is the temple of God. Purify therefore the temple, that the Lord of the temple may dwell therein and occupy a place that is worthy of him. And from all temptations of your body and your spirit, coming from Satan, withdraw beneath the shadow of God's heaven. Renew yourself and fast, for I tell you truly that Satan and his plagues may only be cast out by fasting and by prayer. Go by yourself and fast alone, and show your fasting to no man. The living God shall see it, and great shall be reward. And fast till Beelzebub and all his evils depart from you, and all the angels of our earthly mother come and serve you. For I tell you truly, except you fast, you shall never be freed from the powers of Satan, and from all disease that comes from Satan. Fast and pray fervently, seeking the power of the living God for your healing. While you fast, eschew the sons of men and seek our earthly mother's angels, for he that seeks shall find. Seek the fresh air of the forest and of the fields, and there in the midst of them shall you find the angel of air. Put off your shoes and your clothing, and suffer the angel of air to embrace all your body, then breathe long and deeply. that the angel of error may be brought within you. I tell you truly, the angel of error shall cast out of your body all uncleanness which defiled it without and within. And thus shall all evil smelling and unclean things rise out of you, as the smoke of fire curls upward and is lost in the sea of air. For I tell you truly, holy is the angel of the air, who cleanses all that is unclean, and makes all evil-smelling things of a sweet odor. No man may come before the face of God, whom the angel of air lets not pass. Truly, all must be born again by air and by truth. For your body breathes the air of the earthly mother, and your spirit breathes the truth of the heavenly Father. After the angel of air, seek the angel of water. Put off your shoes and your clothing and suffer the angel of water to embrace all your body. Cast yourselves wholly into his enfolding arms, and as often as you move the air with your breath, move with your body the water also. I tell you truly, the angel of water shall cast out of your body all uncleanness which defiled it without and within. And all unclean and evil-smelling things shall flow out of you, even as the uncleanness of garments washed in the water flow away and are lost in the stream of the river. I tell you truly, holy is the angel of water, who cleanses all that is unclean and makes all evil-smelling things of a sweet odor. No man may come before the face of God, whom the angel of water lets not pass. In very truth, it must be born again of water and truth, for your body bathes in the river of life everlasting. For you receive your blood from our earthly mother, and the truth from our heavenly Father. Think not that it is sufficient that the angel of water embrace you outwards only. I tell you truly, the uncleanness within is greater by much than the uncleanness without, and he who cleanses himself without, but within remains unclean, is like to the tombs that outwards are painted fair, but are within full of all manner of horrible uncleanness and abomination. So I tell you truly, suffer the angel of water to baptize you also within, that you may become free from all your past sins, and that within likewise you may become as pure as the river's foam sporting in the sunlight. Seek therefore a large trailing gourd, having a stalk the length of a man. Take out of its innards and fill it with water from the river which the sun has warmed. Hang it upon the branch of a tree and kneel upon the gourd before the angel of water, and suffer the end of the stalk of the trailing gourd to enter your hinder parts, and the water may flow through all your bowels. Afterwards, rest kneeling on the ground before the angel of water and pray to the living God that he will forgive you of all your past sins. And pray that the angel of water that he will free your body from every uncleanness and disease. Then let the water run out from your body that it may carry away from it all the unclean and evil-smelling things of Satan. And you shall see with your eyes and smell with your nose all the abomination and uncleanness which defile the temple of your body, even all the sins which abode in your body, tormenting you with all manner of pain. I tell you truly, baptism with water frees you from all of these. Renew your baptizing with water on every day of your fast, till the day when you see that the water which flows out of you is as pure as the river's foam. Then betake your body to the coursing river, and there in the arms of the angel of water, render thanks to the living God that he has freed you from your sins. And this holy baptizing by the angel of water is rebirth unto the new life. For your eyes shall henceforth see, and your ear shall hear. Sin no more, therefore, after your baptism, that the angels of air and water may eternally abide in you and serve you evermore. And if afterward there remains within you aught of your past sins and uncleanness, seek the angel of sunlight. Put off your shoes and your clothing and suffer the angel of sunlight to embrace all your body, then breathe long and deeply. that the angel of sunlight may be brought within you. And the angel of sunlight shall cast out of your body all evil-smelling and unclean things which defiled it without and within. And all unclean and evil-smelling things shall rise from you, even as the darkness of night fades before the brightness of the rising sun. For I tell you truly, holy is the angel of sunlight, which cleans out all uncleanliness and makes all evil-smelling things of a sweet odor. None may come before the face of God, whom the angel of sunlight lets not pass. Truly, all must be born again of sun and truth, for your body basks in the sunlight of the earthly mother, and your spirit basks in the sunlight of truth of the heavenly Father. The angels of air and of water and of sunlight are brethren. They were given to the Son of Man, that they might serve him, and he might go always from one to the other. Holy likewise is their embrace. They are indivisible children of the earthly mother, so do not you put asunder those whom earth and heaven have made one. Let these three brother angels enfold you every day, and let them abide with you through all your fasting. For I tell you truly, the power of devils, all sin and uncleanness, shall depart in haste from that body which is embraced by these three angels. As thieves flee from a deserted home at the coming of the Lord of the house, one by the door, one by the window, and the third by the roof, each where he is found and whither he is able. Even so shall flee from your bodies all devils of evil, all past sins, and all uncleanness and disease which defile the temple of your body. When the earthly mother's angels enter into your body, in such wise that the lords of the temple repossess it again, then shall all evil smells depart in haste by your breath and by your skin, corrupt waters by your mouth and by your skin, by your hinder and your privy parts. And all these things you shall see with your eyes and smell with your nose and touch with your hands. And when all sins and uncleanness are gone from your body, your blood shall become as pure as our earthly mother's blood, and as the river's foam sporting in the sunlight. And your breath shall become as pure as the breath of odorous flowers. Your flesh as pure as the flesh of fruits and reddening upon the leaves of trees. The light of your eye is clear and bright as the brightness of the sun shining upon the blue sky. And now shall all the angels of the earthly mother serve you. And your breath, your blood, your flesh shall be one with the breath, the blood, and the flesh of the earthly mother, that your spirit also may become one with the spirit of the heavenly Father. For truly, no one can reach the heavenly Father unless through the earthly mother, even as no newborn babe can understand the teaching of his father till his mother has suckled him, bathed him, nursed him, put him to sleep, and nurtured him. While the child is yet small, his place is with his mother, and he must obey his mother. When the child is grown up, his father takes him to work, at his side in the field, and the child comes back to his mother only when the hour of dinner and supper has come. And now his father teaches him, that he may become skilled in the works of his father. And when the father sees that his son understands his teaching and does his work well, he gives him all his possessions, that they may belong to his beloved son, and that his son may continue his father's work. I tell you truly, happy is that son who accepts the counsel of his mother and walks therein. And 100 times more happy is that son, who accepts and walks also in the counsel of his father. For it was said to you, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon this earth. But I say to you, sons of man, honor your earthly mother, and keep all of her laws, that your days may be long in this earth. And honor your heavenly father, that eternal life may be yours in the heavens. For the heavenly Father is 100 times greater than all fathers by seed and by blood, and greater is the earthly mother than all mothers by the body. And dearer is the Son of Man in the eyes of his heavenly Father and of his earthly mother than our children in the eyes of their fathers by seed and by blood, and of their mothers by the body. And more wise are the words and laws of your heavenly Father and of your earthly mother than the words and the will of all fathers by seed and by blood, and of all mothers by the body. And of more worth also is the inheritance of your heavenly Father and of your earthly mother, the everlasting kingdom of earthly and heavenly life, than all the inheritance of your fathers by seed and by blood, and of your mothers by the body. And your true brothers are all those who do the will of your heavenly Father and of your earthly mother, and not your brothers by blood. I tell you truly that your true brothers in the will of the heavenly Father and of the earthly mother will love you 1,000 times more than your brothers by blood. For since the days of Cain and Abel, when brothers by blood transgressed the will of God, there is no true brotherhood by blood. And brothers do unto brothers as do strangers. Therefore I say to you, love your true brothers in the will of God 1,000 times more than your brothers by blood. For your heavenly Father is love, for your earthly mother is love, for the Son of Man is love. It is by love that the heavenly Father and the earthly mother and the Son of Man become one. For the spirit of the Son of Man was created from the spirit of the heavenly Father, and his body from the body of the earthly mother. Become therefore perfect as the spirit of your heavenly Father and the body of your earthly mother are perfect. And so love your heavenly Father as he loves your spirit. And so love your earthly mother as she loves your body. And so love your true brothers as your heavenly Father and your earthly mother love them. And then your heavenly Father shall give you his Holy Spirit, and your earthly mother shall give you her holy body. And then shall the sons of man, like two brothers, give love one to another, the love which they received from their heavenly Father and from their earthly mother. And they shall all become comforters one of another. And then shall disappear from the earth all evil and all sorrow, and there shall be love and joy upon earth. And then shall the earth be like the heavens, and the kingdom of God shall come. And then shall come the Son of Man in all his glory to inherit the kingdom of God. And then shall the sons of men divide their divine inheritance, the kingdom of God. For the sons of men live in the heavenly Father and in the earthly mother, and the heavenly Father and the earthly mother live in them. And then with the kingdom of God shall come the end of time, for the heavenly Father's love gives to all life everlasting in the kingdom of God, for love is eternal, love is stronger than death. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I tell what is to come, and know all secrets and all wisdoms, and though I have faith strong as a storm which lifts mountains from their seat, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and give to all my fire that I have received from my Father, but have not love, I am in no wise profited. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious, works not evil, knows not pride, is not rude, neither selfish, is slow to anger, imagines no mischief, rejoices not in injustice, but delights in justice. Love defends all, love believes all, love hopes all, love bears all, never exhausts itself. But as for tongues, they shall cease, and as for knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we have truth in part, and error in part, but when the fullness of perfection is come, that which is in part shall be blotted out. When a man was a child, he spoke as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child. But when he became a man, he put away childish things. For now we see through a glass and through dark saying, now we know in part. But when we are come before the face of God, we shall not know in part, but even as we are taught by him. And now remain these three, faith and hope and love. But the greatest of these is love. And now I speak to you in the living tongue of the living God, through the Holy Spirit of our Heavenly Father. There is none yet among you that can understand all of this of which I speak. He who expounds to you the Scriptures speaks to you in a dead tongue of dead men, through his diseased and mortal body. Him therefore can all men understand, for all men are diseased, and all are in death. No one sees the light of life. Blind men lead blind on the dark path of sin, disease, and suffering, and at the last all fall into the pit of death. I am sent to you by the Father, that I may make the light of life to shine before you. The light lightens itself on the darkness, but the darkness knows only itself, and knows not the light. I have still many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them yet, for your eyes are used to the darkness, and the full light of the Heavenly Father would make you blind. Therefore, you cannot yet understand that which I speak to you concerning the Heavenly Father who sent me to you. Follow therefore first only the laws of your earthly mother, of which I told you. And when her angel shall have cleansed and renewed your bodies and strengthened your eyes, you will be able to bear the light of our Heavenly Father. When you can gaze on the brightness of the noonday sun with an unflinching eye, you can then look upon the blinding light of your Heavenly Father, which is 1,000 times brighter than the brightness of 1,000 suns. But how shall you look upon the blinding light of your Heavenly Father when you cannot even bear the shining of the blazing sun? Believe me, the sun is as the flame of a candle beside the sun of truth of the Heavenly Father. Have but faith, therefore, and hope and love. I tell you truly, you shall not want your reward. If you believe in my words, you believe in him who sent me, who is the Lord of all, and with whom all things are possible. But what is impossible with man, all things are possible with God. If you believe in the angels of the earthly mother and do her laws, your faith shall sustain you, and you shall never see disease. Have hope also in the love of your Heavenly Father, for he who trusts in him shall never be deceived, nor shall he ever see death. Love one another, for God is love, and so shall his angels know that you walk on his path, and then shall all the angels come before your face and serve you. And Satan, with all sins, disease, and uncleanness, shall depart from your body. Go, eschew your sins, repent yourselves, baptize yourselves, that you may be born again and sin no more. Then Jesus rose, but all else remained sitting, for every man felt the power of his words. And then the full moon appeared between the breaking clouds and folded Jesus in its brightness. And sparks flew upward from his hair, and he stood among them in the moonlight, as though he hovered in the air. And no man moved, neither was the voice of any heard. And no one knew how long a time had passed, for time stood still. Then Jesus stretched out his hands to them and said, "Peace be with you." And so he departed as a breath of wind sways the green of trees. And for a long while yet the company sat still, and then they woke in the silence, one man after another, like as from a long dream, but none would go, as if the words of him who had left them ever sounded in their ears, and they sat as though they listened to some wondrous music. But at last, as if they were a little fearfully, said, "How good it is to be here." Another, "Would that this night were everlasting." And others, "Would that he might be with us always." Of truth, he is God's messenger, for he planted hope within our hearts, and no man wished to go home, saying, "I go not home where all is dark and joyless. Why should we go home where no one loves us?" And they spoke on this wise, for they were almost all poor, lame, blind, maimed, beggars, homeless, despised in their wretchedness, who were only born for pity's sake in the house where they found a few days' refuge. Even certain, who had both home and family, said, "We also will stay with you." For every man felt that the words of him who was gone bound the little company with threads invisible, and all felt that they were born again. They saw before them a shining world, even when the moon was hidden in the clouds. And in the hearts of all blossomed wondrous flowers of wondrous beauty, the flowers of joy. And when the bright sunbeams appeared over the earth rim, they all felt that it was the sun of the coming kingdom of God, and with joyful countenance they went forth to meet God's angels.